Ezra's Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Kuf Nun Dalid, is a famous story with the Stipler Gaon, revolves around the famous story of the Stipler Gaon, Mesiras Nefesh of the Stipler Gaon, that actually applies la halacha every once in a while. And that is, there's a well-known legend that the Stipler Gaon, when he was a soldier in Russia, he was forcefully conscripted into the army in Russia, not a Jewish army, the Tsar's army. So there, he was required to do guard duty. He managed to get guard duty on Shabbos, and he would stand and guard. However, it was absolutely freezing. Legend has it that on one Shabbos, the soldier that would normally bring in the coat, there weren't many coats in those days in Russia, for the other soldier to do guard duty, had left it hanging on a tree. The Stipler said to himself in the absolute freezing weather, just another 5 minutes, of course, for a din d'rabbanan that we learned on Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, that one is not allowed to be mishtamesh be'ilon, one is not allowed to use a ilon, lest one come and climb on to the ilon, which is found in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Lamed Vav, Seif Aleph. That was a discussion of the Gemara of why you can't use a tree for a wall for a sukkah. That's the Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and it's codified in Shulchan Aruch. Ve'im mishtam shem mechubel lekarka klal gzeira shema yalav yitlosh. So legend has it that the Stipler said on this issur d'rabbanan, of course, if it's pikuach nefesh, he would have to violate it. But let me wait another 5 minutes to be sure it's pikuach nefesh. And the legend has it that he waited 5 minutes, and then 5 minutes, and then 5 minutes. And ultimately, he survived without putting the coat on. This is not to be recommended to be tried at home. It's a story that's said over about the tzidkus of the Stipler Gaon. Now, what I would like to do is apply that to a modern case. And that is, every once in a while, a person's talus will get stuck on a tree. Or a person finds their sweater fell onto a tree, maybe from the clothesline, assuming that the clothesline was not muktzah. Is it permissible to remove it from the tree? Is something hanging on a tree, by definition, prohibited to be removed? So it seems from the language, at first glance, of the Ramah, that one would say that it's aser. Says the Ramah in Shin Lamed Vav Aleph, V'dafka Adam Shalom Sham, that if someone went up during the day, he's allowed to go down. But if he put something there during the day, then it's prohibited for him to take it on Shabbos. Despite the fact that if he had climbed up during the day, then whether he did it b'mezid or b'shogeg, he's allowed to come down. L'chura, the simple reading of the Ramah, is that you're not allowed to take something off of a tree, and that would also qualify as being mishtamesh with the tree. However, the Elyo Rabbah in Simin Tof Kuf Yudalid points out that the Rush in Perek Hay, not in our Perek, but in the fifth Perek in Simin Beis, seems to present the Isser in a different way. The Rush there writes that even though the halachos of resting on an animal and leaning against a tree are the same thing, that there is an iser midrabanan, lest you come to ride, be mishtamesh bebehema or be mishtamesh the ilan. But if you put a saddle onto a behema, and you don't need to lean on it at all, and you're not tying it, the Rush says it's permissible. And then the Rush asks on himself, but what about the fact that it says on Daf Mem Heyom and Aleph that you're not allowed to put a candle on top of a tree? What's the difference between that and the saddle? Says the Rosh, the reason why it's prohibited to put a candle on the tree on Yom Tov is because we're afraid that you're going to go up on Shabbos to take it from the tree. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Nevinzal point out, therefore on Shabbos it will be different because anyhow the candle is going to be muktzah. And the Rosh concludes, Delo amru chachamim, the chachamim prohibited putting on things on a tree, ella ein olin al gabe behema,
Ve'ein olin al gabe ilan biyomtov. They prohibited to put things on a tree lest you come and climb on it on Yom Tov.
The Elyo Rabba in the above place says that from the Rosh is Mashma, and if you look back in the words of the Ramah, that's going according to Magen Mishnah, one could argue this as well, that the Isser is specifically to put something on a tree that a person would normally take off, and we're afraid that if you're going to do that, that will encourage people to climb on trees. But what happens if it fell there? So then in such a case, from the Rosh is Mashma, that there is no Isur to take it off.
Certainly, the Elyo Rabba concludes that if it's something that's not common, it would be permissible. However, the Mishneh Berurah in Simin Shin Lamed Vav Sivkatan Yud Beis seems to say that the Isur is not the way the Elyo Rabba presented it. V'atam the Asru Lito B'Shabbos Me'ilan Mishum the Kal Yavo Al Yidei Zeh Lishon Elav O Al Echan Me'enafav. Ulefichach Kol Shegavo Yosem Yigimel Tvachim Gazru Bazeh. That it's if we're going to allow people to take it off the tree, they'll easily come to lean on it, and it seems that the Mishneh Berurah is afraid that they will cut off the branch, and that's part of the Gzeira Midrabanan. And if one takes a look at the source of the Mishneh Berurah, the Magen Avraham in Sifkatan Beis points out that the simple reading of the Rosh is like the Elyo Rabba had presented. Nevertheless, the Magen Avraham believes that according to the Magen Mishnah and others, it is usher to take anything off of the tree, and for that reason, it seems that the Mishneh Berurah and Magen Avraham do not go with the Svara of the Elyo Rabba. I do not have one chelik of Ravozner's Chuvas in Shevet Alevi. The chelik that I don't have is chelik Zayin Simin Memdalid. Maybe someone could do some research. The Bar Ilan CD Ram that I have is missing one chelik of Ravozner's Chuvas. Thankfully, the Sefer Pnine Halacha summarizes Ravozner's Chuva on the topic, where he suggests that even though the Magen Avraham is Machmer according to Magen Mishnah, maybe that was only a case where it was put intentionally onto the tree. However, over here, since it fell onto the tree and it's easy to remove, maybe one could be Makel. It doesn't seem that way to me from the simple reading of the Magen Avraham. It would seem that there is a Machlokes HaPoskim. We have on the one end the position of the Elyo Rabba, on the other end the position of the Magen Avraham. It is a safek d'rabbanan. Maybe there is room to be makel in the case of where a person's talus falls onto a tree or anything else that falls there. If that would be so, then the case of the stipler, where the stipler himself did not put it intentionally on the tree, but someone else had, what would the Elyo Rabba say in such a case? Where it wasn't put on Erev Shabbos, onto the tree intentionally to be taken off. It was put on Shabbos. Does this takana, according to Elyo Rabba, only apply when it was put by a Jew on Erev Shabbos with the intention to get it? But if a Gentile put it there absentmindedly on Shabbos, would there be an Isser altogether? Or, according to the Magen Avraham, any time that's put on the tree, we have to be choshesh that he'll come to lean on it. In our case, where a person's talus blows off in the wind or from a clothesline, then it would be even less of an intention, and Rav Vosner Shlita claimed that even according to the Magen Avraham, it will be mutter. Of course, this is a shaila v'derabanan, and I could definitely hear Poskim suggesting that there would be room to be makel, even if the Magen Avraham would not be makel, in a case of where it was not put intentionally on the tree. Nevertheless, it's a safek d'rabbanan, and there would be grounds to be makel. This is a summary of the basic issues of taking something off a tree on Shabbos. Finally, I conclude this Dvar Halacha in regards to the story of the stipler. I was just in Bnei Brak, Zocha again this year, again to speak in learning with Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Maybe we'll recount
one time what the discussion was, and we went to the Beis HaKfaros in Bnei Brak, and one of the Rabbeim in Netiv Aryeh, Rabbi Aryeh Varon, said over the story about the stipler at his kever, and he pointed out a beautiful lesson that emerges from the story, and that is that sometimes if a person says to Yetzer Hara, you're very, very hard to deal with, but just 5 minutes, I won't be nichshol for 5 minutes, then ultimately it could be that he could be zocha to achieve great heights by postponing something for 5 minutes. The stipler felt that in this case he had to, or he should, despite the fact that according to El Yorabba, one could argue it could be mekel. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha from Daf Kufnun Dalet.